What did Rabbi say? I'll start by telling you I'm very jealous of you to be able to start the day with a kviyas already, learning, especially after Sukkot. People are busy days, people are settling down again, in Azmanim. To be able to start so early learning, Baruch Hashem, it's a big zchus. I must tell you, Rabbi, I didn't know when Rabbi Nachum David called me to ask me during the busy Erev Yom Tov rush to speak. When he asked me to speak Erev Yom Tov, I didn't know what I was letting myself in for. I don't think I realized myself how daunting a daunting task it is to prepare Shir these few days. The past few days have been quite intense, I'm sure, for everyone. With the Shana Rabbah, following Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah, Shabbos Bereishis, it's been Baruch Hashem busy days of Kedusha. And we're now finishing Mamish. This year we had the Shabbos Bereishis following Yom Tov. We had 10 days of Kedusha. It has been rather busy to prepare Shir. It hasn't been that easy, but Baruch Hashem, Shkoyach, Rav Nachum David, for giving me this chus. Let's hope together we'll be able to come out with some Kedusha. We said in the psicha, the reshus for the Chosn Bereishis on Friday on the Simchas Torah, we said about the cheshek that Klal Yisrael have to start learning the Torah again every time we start the Torah. We start with the Gevaldik cheshek, even though we know all these midrashim and everyone knows and everyone remembers all the pictures that the children come home with from a very young age, 3, 4, they come home with pictures of a teva coming up, and whether it's the pictures of the ladder of Yaakov Avinu or the dreams of Yosef HaTzadik, we all know the midrashim, we all know the chazan. But nevertheless, every year Klal Yisrael starts again from fresh, trying to learn again Chumash with Rashi, with the parasha properly, understand the Midrashim. It's a mirdi kazach for Klal Yisrael, Sheikhim Yisrael, to be able to aim bis medesh b'li chiddush. Every time we start again, we try and find new inspiration and new understanding, deep understanding of what's going on. So let's try this year. We had less than 24 hours to learn Parshas Bereishis. Much less than 24 hours in most shuls. This year wasn't that easy. So let's maybe now to try and understand a bit, just a little bit of something in Parshas Bereishis. Parshas Bereishis is one of the most, probably the most difficult parasha in the Torah. I think the Ramban explains the famous kasha of Rashi. The Rashi brings Omer Yitzchok, the Torah should only start from Achilish Zalachem. So the Ramban explains that the reason why the Torah shouldn't start from Bereishis is because anyway, Parshas Bereishis, it's Seder Satorah. These things are the secrets of the Torah, very hard for us to understand. The Ma'isa Bereishis. On the other hand, we have Chazal, we have to try and understand what's going on from Chazal. So let's try and take a certain topic which is very relevant. I think it's relevant to all of us. I think it's relevant to Limudim we had in the Yom Neroim. I think it's relevant to general everyday life. So let's try and together, Rabbi Yisai, learn a certain topic over here. So the Pasuk says like this: when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to creating man, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to creating Adam Rishon, the sixth day of Ma'aseh Bereishis. So the Pasuk says, Vayomer Elokim, Hashem said, Na'aseh Adam, let us make man, Betzalmenu, in our form, Kidmuseinu. I don't know if in English you can have a literal translation of these two words. These are probably the two most difficult words in the Torah. Tzalmeinu, Dumuseinu, where it means Tzalem Elokim, Dumus Elokim. Some sort of image. Man, the human being, the human body, the Adam Rishon, is created Betzalem Elokim, Betumus Elokim, in the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yirdu, the Pasuk says, V'yirdu. Which literally means he should reign, he should rule over Bidgas Hayom, the fish of the sea, of Oif HaShomayim, the birds of the heavens, or Babhema, the animals, B'chol Haaretz, all the different insects in the land. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man for. Which is very interesting, that this should be the tachlis of the creation of man. The Torah doesn't talk about a person serving Hashem, and a person getting close to Hashem, and a person using his... his divine, his spiritual chelik, his neshama. The pasuk talks about v'yirudu b'degas hayom, v'yirudu, he will control, he will rule over, reign over the animals, starting with the fish, going through the birds, the animals. The man will come and reign over, rule over the whole, all what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created till then. So it's clear from the pasuk that the control that the man has over the world, the control that we have, that kol shata tachas ragav, the pasuk says in Tehillim about Adam, kol shata tach, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu created is under the control of man. It's all mikoach the tzelem elikim. It's all because man has this tzelem, this image, this tzelem which is created in the tzelem elikim. That's all the pasuk says. But Yerudu, and that's how he will rule, that's how he will reign over. But the question obviously is, why is this so important? Why is this so vital for the man to reign over, rule over the world, rule over the animals? It's very nice. There's many animals in the world, many, many different animals. They all have different purposes. But what's this? This is like the spitz. This is the tachlis. This is the reason why man is created, v'yirudu, to control the world. So we all know Rashi. Rashi says v'yirudu. Rashi says, yesh b'loshen hazeh loshen ridui v'loshen yirida. This word yirudu can mean, has two meanings. It can mean controlling, like literal translation, the targum, v'yishlatun, man will control the world, control the animals, but it also means loshen yirida, declining, yirida, falling under the control of animals. Says Rashi from Chazal, zocho, if a person is zocho, roida b'chaisav v'himus, he will be control the animals, control the animal kingdom. Loi zocho, if he's not zocho, nasa yorud lifnei v'achaya m'shel esboi. If he's not zocho, the animals will control the person, and nebuch, what can happen to a person when an animal takes control of him? Yeah, but if a person's zocho, he's in control. That's what Chazal say, the dasha from the word v'yirudu. So there's a few explanations of this, which is actually a Medrash Rabba. I'll read out the words of the Medrash. Im zochor du v'im lav yerdu. Om Reb Yaakov du kvar chonin. Es shehu b'tzalmenu kidmuseinu urdu. The Medrash dashes it, not from the word, because the word itself means two things. The Medrash dashes it from the, because the pasuk of it says, Nas odom b'tzalmenu kidmuseinu v'yerdu. If a man is zoicha, and he's on the level of tzalem elikim, see, and the Mefarshim explained, because the pasuk says v'yirdu, the pasuk should have said urdu, like it says later when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the bracha. The pasuk says v'yivarech oisem elikim v'im elikim elikim puruvu uvchefshuha urdu. The pasuk says you should control the world. So why is the pasuk going to say v'yirdu? So Chazal dashen it coming to show us this remez, this drosha, that if a person is not zoicha, the animals are in control of him. But the Maisa needs an explanation. Why is this so important? Why is this so vital? Again, we asked before, why is this so vital that the Torah tells us this is the point of man, this is the tachlis of man? He will control. Yeah, why is this so important? So there's a very interesting pshat in the pasuk of Tzelem Elikim. Mamash Boch Shem, this year I saw it. Mamash, like we said before, Imbis Medrash Bili Chiddush. Every time we learn the Torah, there's a Chiddush. I saw the Svon. I never saw the Svon before. We had that. And the Svon explains Tzelem Elikim, and the Svon explains like this: that really the word for man, asked the Svon, interesting horror, should really be Elikim. Because we find in the Torah, whenever there's a connection, whenever there's a common factor, whenever there's a connection or resemblance, something resembles HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's called Elikim. Elikim le'sekalil. Dayonim are called Elikim. And man, since he has an neshama, since he's created like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he really should be called Elikim. Says the Svono, but the Loshon Tzelem Elikim tells us that really HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the person with the potential to be in his divine, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. It's all in the potential, it's all in the image. Like if a person has, you know, when you make a cake, it can have many different shapes and sizes that you put the, you want to design, you want to make the, or you want to design bricks or design anything, it can have many, you can have a shape and you make it with the shape, it's all, it depends what you fill it, what you put in the shape. Says the Sfano, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man, but Tzelem Elikim, that man is created as a keli, as an image. It's up to him what he puts it, what he puts inside. He could put inside his elikim, his divine chelik, his neshama, and then he'll be mamash betzel. Then he'll be taka called elikim. Then he'll be created mamash taka kodesh baruch hu. Says the Sfon, and he finishes these amazing words. says that this become kaidim she's boinim biyoisai oz mashulomi kol shlemus. When man is missing all the shlemus, as he's created the potential, but he hasn't really got the shlemus itself. Lo yikor elikim, he can't be called elikim. Aval yikor etzelim elikim bilvad ad sheyikne shlemus. Till man is zoicha, till a person through his avodas Hashem is zoicha to be koina, to acquire for himself his shlemus. Befrat b'chokmash, but b'chokmash shebo yikne avas akel v'yerosoi. Then he'll be takabi shalim. When a person fills himself with the divine chokhmah, he uses his spirit, he uses the neshama that he has inside him, which is taka the spark of the divine, the spark of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the real tzelem elikim. Then a person acquires for himself the shlemus, and then a person taka zuchah to be takabi called elikim, says the sfona, and that's how umizei yischayev sheyeh nitzki v'kayom gam achrei misa saguf. That's how the neshama of a person stays living forever, but nitzchias and olam haba after it leaves the body, because the person is koinef himself the shlemus that he got to when he was tzelem elikim. So let's go back to the pasuk. So what's the pasuk mean when the pasuk says a radu, that with that you will control the world? So obviously the pshat in the pasuk is that we know that the neshama of the person is created in a way. The neshama is created. Chazal tell us another medrash in last week, etc. Ocher v'kedem tzartoni. Ocher, we created the end of the Ma'aseh Bereishis. The last thing of Ma'aseh Bereishis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created was the man. After all the animals, all the insects, all the even smallest minute animals, man is created. Ocher. On the other hand, v'kedem, he's created first. What does that mean? First, say Chazal in the medrash. Say Chazal in the Medrash. Ocher v'kedem tzartoni. Im zocha, im adam, im rimlei, ato kidamto l'malachi ha'shores. If a person is zoich, if a person merits, we tell him, ato kidamto l'malachi ha'shores, you're before the malachim. Which means that a person has the potential to rise above the malachim, a higher level than malachim. V'im lav, im rimlei, zvuv kadomcha. If not, we tell the person, zvuv, the little insect, the minute little insect, he's before you. He was created really before you. So it's not so easy to understand. What does this mean? We tell the person he was created before the malachim. What does that mean? He was before the malachim. Ma'aseh we see in the pasuk. We read Ma'aseh Bereishis. A person was created. Na'aseh Adam after everything. What do you mean? We tell him ato kidamto l'malachi asharis. So there's a very interesting pshat of Yasu once Rabbeinu Bachai in Kadar Kemach. He brings it down, and he says that this is a piyut that one of the Rishonim instituted to say. I don't think many people say it. Before Ne'ilah, before the Amida, the Amida of Ne'ilah on Yom Kippur, there's a piyut that the Rabbeinu Bachai brings down. I think it's also Ramban somewhere that brings this. That the neshama of Klal Yisrael, the neshamas that we all have, that we all have to live up to, the neshamas that we're living with, those neshamas were created. The neshamas were created on the Yom Echod, Yom Rishon LeMaaseh, the first day of the Ma'aseh Bereishis, together with the Ur that the piyut over there says, the Paitan over there says, together with this light that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, which was Gonzil at Tzadikim, which he hid for the Tzadikim Lasad Lovei, together with this light, he created the neshamas of the Tzadikim, the neshamas of Klal Yisrael. And that's what it means when Chazal say that if a person is zoicha and he lives up to his neshama, he lives up to his divine spirit, to the chelik eleka that he has inside him, we tell him, say Chazal, you created before the malachim. It's referring to the neshama which is created on the first day of Ma'aseh Bereishis. The malachim only created the second day of Ma'aseh Bereishis. Yeah, Yom Echod, Rashi says, yeah, Chazal, it was only HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, the first day. But obviously the neshamas of Klal Yisrael, the neshamas are chilek lekami ma, which are mamish chilek. Mamish gives a person such a self-respect and such understanding of what he is and what he has to live up to, that his neshama was created mamish together kviyachol on the first day of my inspiration, that was only Einid Levad, there was only HaKadosh Baruch in the world, there was only this Ur, this wonderful light which was gone as the tzaddik and lasad lovei. That's when the neshamas of the Klal Yisrael were created. So back to this pasuk over here. Urdu. So the pasuk is telling us, with the other chazal that we have, that the person is created, on the one hand he has a neshama, which is the first thing in the world, on the other hand he has the body which is created, mamish, even the yitush, even the smallest mosquito, the smallest minute insect was created before him, which means like this, that the neshama on the one hand of the person is so great, and so mamish, the spirit of a kviyachol, of a chilek lekami mal, created on the first day of Ma'aseh Bereishis, that's avada gevaldik. If a person uses that koyach, he's in control of the whole world, he's higher than everything, he's part of the hierarchy, mamish, he's part of the king. learning. He's the crown of the Maisa Bereishis. On the other hand, if a person follows his guf, follows his physical body, then Akhwan al-Islam, then that's what Chazal mean over here. Then all the animals are in control of the person because they're created even before him. Even before the person, the animals are created. Even before the human body, the body itself, the animals were created. So the question is, how long did exactly this last for? We see over here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man with this gewaldige kach to be in control of the world, to be in control of all the Maisa Bereishis, to control everything. On the other hand, we continue with Pashas Bereishis, and we see it didn't last very long. It did not last very long that the person was in control. The most explicitly is in Rashi, the end of in Pashas Noach. Rashi tells us in Pashas Noach, in Parshas Noach, Rashi says later in the parasha, "Murachem v'chitchem yiyeh," that your fear, v'chitchem, the fear of people, the fear of the human being. After Noach came out of the teva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Noach with a bracha, "Murachem v'chitchem yiyeh al kol." It's loshon of the pasuk. When Noach came out of the table, this week's Sedra, your Moirah, your fear will be on all the animal kingdom, all the animals of the world. Say Chazal in the Medrash, this week's Sedra, fascinating Medrash, that when the Pasuk says, Moirah, v'chitis chozru, the fear, the awe of the human, the awe of Noach and his mishpacha and all the Bnei Noach and all that we're here to continue, yeah, with the world which continues after Noach, Meira v'chitis chazru uradiyah loy chazru. Radiyah, the full control of the animals, didn't come back. Say the Mefarshim of the Medrash, that means because when Adam Rishon did his Avera, when Adam Rishon did this chet, which was the same day, the first day of the world, is the Yom Shishi l'Maisa Bereishis. When Adam Rishon did this chet, we lost control on the world. We lost control. And the animals started taking over people. The animals had a control. So even though the pasuk says over here the bracha to Noach, as now the Mefarshim explained, as now Noach, he was the one who saved the world, and he was the one through him the whole world continued in existence. So the pasuk tells him a bracha, umirachem chitchem yeh, your control, your fear, your all will be on the whole on the world. But radia, the real control, the full control, the radia, the ruling, that even after Noach, it's still difficult to control an animal fully. One has to do tzad. One has to say with all the different malachas to get hold of an animal to control the animal, which means a gewaldige zach, which means that from the chet of Adam Rishon we lost control. The person lost control of the animals, and till the bracha it didn't fully come back. Merachem v'chitchem, till that bracha didn't come back. But the radia itself, say Chazal, only came back really b'mei shleimei, whatever that means, b'shleimei amelech. Then there was a full control on the animals. Maisa, they say that the greatest tzaddikim is famous, especially in the Holocaust when there was, unfortunately they used Alsatian dogs, they used fearful dogs. I'm sure people have seen pictures, and we know the stories that Khwan al-Islam, well, what do we know, but we know epos. But we do know that certain tzaddikim, it's bakant, that was tzaddikim in the war, that people testified about them, and when the Nazis in Yimach Shemam took the Alsatian dogs to take over a person, the Chmon Islam, what they wanted the dogs to do to people, tzaddikim, the dogs were had a pachat, it's bakant, very famous. There's actually a story that Shalom Shadron used to say over. Shalom was once in America. Shalom was once in America, and he met an old lady there, Alta Frey in America. And Rav Shalom, many famous stories Rav Shalom had after he went to America, and he met the Holocaust survivors, he met Chosh Yidin there. So Rav Shalom said over Maisa, Muridika Maisa, that there was this lady who was had a wealthy husband, but the husband used to have to go away from the house, from Shabbos to Shabbos, to sell his chur in another place. And the woman the had a lot of children. She was nervous. She was scared to be alone with her children. She lived out of the town. She was scared to be alone the whole week. So this woman, she told Reb Shalom that they bought themselves an Alsatian dog, and they bought that a dog that at least that they had certain safety. They put the dog in a cage with a glass cage, whatever, they could see the dog. But at least whenever somebody would come in, a stranger would come in that the dog didn't know, the dog would bark, and that's how they would know. They had, that was in those days, that's all they had for security. They had a dog. So this woman told Reb Shalom that once this woman was at home with her children, and suddenly there was a knock at the door. There was a knock at the door, and they didn't hear the Alsatian dog. They didn't know what was going on. Why was the dog not barking? It was Reb Chanan Vasserman was at the door. So Reb Chanan went to America before the war. The stories of Reb Chanan just before the war. Reb Chanan went collecting in America for a long time. Reb Chanan was collecting. Reb Chanan knew the husband of this woman, and Reb Chanan was collecting in America. And Reb Chanan was knocking at the door, and they couldn't understand. The dog didn't bark. They looked at the dog, and the dog was in this cage that they made for the dog. There was like a higher level that the dog could go up to if the dog wanted to, and the dog was pushed there on the higher level. The dog wouldn't come down. The dog was mamashin atzitah for Reb Chanan Vasserman, and the woman was made. They bring down this when you say stories from Reb Shalom Shalom, you know the 100% reliable, because Reb Shalom was a Nishtam Maises. Reb Shalom said, this woman told Reb Chanan, told Reb Shalom, that the Reb Chanan Vasserman was in the house for an hour, talking to them and asking about the children, and concerned what was going on, and for a whole hour the dog stayed up there, didn't make a noise, nothing, till Reb Chanan left. Because tzaddikim, kedushim, which have the tzelem elikim, which protect their tzelem elikim, preserve what we're talking about before, the person is created with tzelem, and they preserve the kedusha. They have control on the bria, and even the animals, even the forceful, dangerous animals have no control. There's another meiser. Shalom also brings down. There's another meiser. The Maaser of Reb Lezer Moshe Horovitz was his pirush at the back of the Gemara. The back of the Gemara is a famous Reb Lezer Moshe Horovitz, the great Gaon from Vilna. And I think the story goes like this: that there was a wealthy family who lived in one of the shtetlach, not sure exactly which shtetlach it was, and they lived outside the town. They lived in like a little forest, and they had a big mansion inside the forest. But you can imagine it wasn't very safe, because in those days, there was always bandits, always kanovim, kazlanim going around. And even though they had a nice fence around their property, but people used to come over, jump over, and there was always this pachad of kanovim. So they had an aid to this family that they bought themselves dogs. They bought themselves a whole load of dogs, heavy, fearful Alsatian dogs. And during the day, they kept them on a lead, whatever, they looked after them. But during the night, when there was a pachad of the ganovim coming in, they would let the dogs loose, and that way they would be able to hear what was going on. They would be able to hear if anyone would dare come over. But you can imagine there was, in those days, we were talking about the only way of ganovim, bandits jumping over fences. They were ganovim, were clever people, and what they did was they took dead animals, nevelas, heavy carcasses, dead animals, and when they were moldy, they poisoned them. They put poison inside, and they threw them over the fence. And the dogs ate them, and then the dogs. I say that's how the dogs. That's how the dogs died. And then the got over with it. So the only aid to the family had to do was to buy themselves posher armor. They had to buy themselves weapons and go to sleep with the head dogs. But they were still worried that you never know which would kill the dogs. So they bought themselves weapons, and they went to sleep every night with knives next to their bed, just in case they get a pachad and they hear the dogs, and they're worried the dogs will die, whatever, the ganov will take over, they'll be able to come out and kill save their lives from ganov. Okay, so one night, middle of the night, there's a knock at the door in this mansion. There's a knock at the door. Who's at the door? They come running to the door, and the family wake up. The family busy with their knives. Pachad chodim. Who knows what's going on over here? They come with their weapons. They come to the door. And they open the door, and Reb Lezer Moshe Horovitz, the grace of God, is at the door. Reb Lezer Moshe Horovitz, the grace of God. And they can't understand that. The first thing that went through their mind before, why is Reb Lezer Moshe here, is why the animals, why the dogs not barking, what's going on? Normally the dogs barked. And then the gun of them killed the dogs, and then they managed to take over them. What's going on? What happened to all the dogs? They looked outside, the dogs, they were all there, they were perfect. Reb Lezer Moshe Horovitz, the grace of God, was coming to the door. Why he came to the door? He came, he said he was collecting for Pidyon Shvuyim. He was doing Yedua, the Rabbonim, who were Oisik in those days in Pidyon Shvuyim, the Gevaldige Mitzvah. Reb Lezer Moshe said the only answer he had was to come to them in the middle of the night, to wake them up, to collect money for Pidyon Shvuyim. That's Reb Lezer Moshe's most nefesh for that mitzvah. But it shows us the pachad that the animals had of a gaon, and Reb Lezer Moshe himself, Shalom, when he brings down the story, Shalom says it's partial. The Blessed Moshe himself didn't even know about the story of the dogs. He didn't even know there were dogs there in the first place. He didn't hear a peep. He didn't hear any sound. The animals have a pachad of the human being, have a pachad of a tzaddik. Over there, just to prove that Nurachem Bechitchem, this bracha that the pasuk says this week to Noach, but the avadu by tzaddikim, it's full, and tzaddikim, the animals have a gavaldik pachad of them, obviously. But getting back to this Indian that we had from the parasha over here, that we see that Odom Rishon lost the control he had on the world, the control he had on the animals. The pasuk says, we said, the Medrash says that the reason why Noach need this bracha is because the animals lost their pachad of the human. But there's another gevaldik Medrash, the end of last week's Sedra, which Mamash sheds light on this whole Indian. And it tells us about Noach. Rashi says at the end of last week's Sedra, famous Rashi says, Vayichi lemech shtayim ushmeinim shono, Lemech had a child, had a son, and he called him Noach. Why did they call him Noach? Why did Lemech call him Noach? Lemoi, to say, Zeh yenach ameinu. So literally it means he will comfort us. This child, this Noach, is going to comfort us. Me'maseinu, me'itzven yodeinu, me'na'adoma she'era Hashem. He's going to comfort us from the land. So what does it mean? Says Rashi, you shouldn't read it as Yenachameinu, as comforting, because the pasuk should say Menachem. Should we really call him Menachem if he's coming to comfort the world, because the world was suffered, the klala, Hadomash, Era, Hashem, should call him Menachem. Says Rashi, it means Yenachameinu Yaniach Mimenu. He will calm down for Yaniach Menu. He will make the world calm. Yaniach Menu is Itzvein Yodenu. Says Rashi, why? Ad Shelo Yibon Noach LeHeilem Kleim Achreisha. They didn't have any tools to work with the land. They didn't have till Noach came along. For who heichin lahem? He prepared for the world. He designed. He was the first person to invent what they needed. Sorry?
A plowshare,
a combine. I don't know what they needed to plow and to plant. They didn't have, till Noach came along, they didn't have this. So that's what it means when it says, Ze yinach ameinu. He will, yaniach mimenu es itzvi nedenu, says Rashi. Why? Why didn't they have this? Because, says Rashi, he saw, oretz mitzio koitzim v'dardarim. The land would bring out thorns. Kishazurim chitim. When they planted chitim, they planted wheat, and the land brought out thorns. It wasn't matzliach. Mikilosi shel Odom Rishon, because there was a klal of Odom Rishon, because Odom Rishon had the klal last week. He had that klal, so the land didn't bring out. Wasn't matzliach to bring out what needed to all the chitim and the soirim. So till Odom Rishon came along, and then from him came this nechom, from him came this yaniach mimenu. The Medrash, if you see the Medrash inside, the Medrash says a much bigger chiddush. It's interesting why Rashi doesn't say this. The Maral points this out, why Rashi doesn't mention this Medrash. But the Medrash says more than that. The Medrash says like this, Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Lo yi ha-Medrash hu Hashem, v'lo yi Hashem hu ha-Medrash. We call him Noach, v'zeyu nachameinu, because he's going to comfort us. He's going to comfort the world. But it doesn't stim. The name doesn't stim with what, doesn't work, doesn't go together with what the drosha that we have from his name. V'lo yi Hashem hu ha-Medrash. Lo yi ha-Vatzorach krolim eima alo Noach. It doesn't work together, the name together with what they saw in him. Elo says the Medrash, but Shor Shabora Hakadosh Baruch Hu is Odom Rishon. Hishlitoi al hakoil. The Mamash goes back to what we said before. When Hakadosh Baruch Hu created Odom Rishon, Hishlitoi, he gave him the control, the power over the whole world. Haporo huisa nishmas lechirish. The animal, when a person would plow with a poro, with a cow, with an ox, it would listen to the master, it would listen to the person. When Hakadosh Baruch Hu created Odom Rishon, v'hatelem, and the furrow, the telem is the line that they make in the field to be able to plant. Nish malachirish would listen to the person planting. That means, say the Mepharshim of the Medrash, that the world was matzliach to bring out the peiros, bring out the crop that the person was trying to plant. Kiven shechoto Odom Rishon, when Odom was choyte, says the Medrash, fascinating Medrash, mordu olav. There was a rebellion. There was a revolt. The whole world revolted against the chirish, against the person who was planting. Which means much more than just the land itself didn't bring up pirus. A person was going with a poro, was going with a cow, trying to plant, trying to get the cow. And the cow said, "What do you mean? You're the balabos over me. I'm the balabos over you." Mamash revolt. There was rebelling against man from the chet adam rishon. Kiven she'omad noach nochu. Once Noach was born, there was a nochu, that's losh Noach. There was a menucha, there was the revolt, you know, this rebellious way of the world, mamish, rebelling against the person. Suddenly there was a nochu, suddenly it was nochu, there was a menucha in the world, it was calm, and it didn't go against the person. You see the Medrash a lot further than Rashi, that not just the land wasn't matzliach to bring out the pirus, there was a certain klal in the land, but there was mamish a fight between the human, between the mensch, who HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, the mensch, or the merishan. After his chet, there was a fight between him and his animals. The animal didn't want to listen to him. Until Noach came along, there was a menucha in the world. Now the shaila is why, Rabbi said, what happened over here when Noach came along? Stamma said, what happened? How did they know this? When Noach was born already, they gave him this name. They gave him his name, Noach. When he was born, the apostle says, clearly, when he was born, they gave him this name. He will make the world calm. How did they know that what was going to happen through Noach, that he was suddenly going to make the world calm again, and the animals will listen to people, and the world will be matzliach to come out with chitim, with soirim, whatever we needed? How did they know this? The truth is, the Rashbam already asked this kasha. The Rashbam on the pasuk over here asks, how did Noach? The Chazal tell us later in this week's Sefer Parshas Noach, they say that Aver was a big novi because he knew that the Dera Flogger was good. He called his son Peleg because he knew that Dera Flogger was going to happen in his days. And he's called his son Peleg. So asked the Rashbam, why didn't they call Lemech a big novi? He knew that in Noach's days the world is going to change. The world is going to come back to its power. The animals will listen to the person. What's going on? Says the Rashbam, was a tefillah. It was a tefillah. Not the Lemech knew, they didn't know, but it was a tefillah. Says Rashbam, why? Very interesting, fascinating. Because Noach, says Rashbam, was the first person to be born after Adam Rishon was Niftah. After Adam's Ptira, says Rashbam, here we know Adam lived Kemat 1,000 years, and Noach was born 1,150, yeah, already 150 years, you don't have to know why no one was born till then. But as Ishin Rashbam says he was the first person to be born. So they were mispalel. Since Adam was niftan, they all blamed Adam for things not being matzliach in the world. They knew that there was a chet of Adam rishon, and once he was niftan, they were hoping that this newborn baby, this newborn Noach, through him should come the success of the world. Through him should come the world should come back to its power. That's what Rashbam says. Oh, but there's a Chazal, a fascinating Chazal, Medrash Tanchuma. And I found that the Tzrei Hamor, which is a Kadmon, early Kadmon, he brings it from the Zohar Kodesh. Actually looked up, and the first of them is there, the same as the Medrash Tanchuma. Fascinating thing, that when Noach was born, they had a Kabbalah. They had a Kabbalah, all these 10 generations, we know them, Asarah Duris, Me'odom Ad Noach, talking about 1,000 years, well over 1,000 years of the world, they had a Kabbalah. The world, they had a Masorah. They had a Masorah, they had a tradition, that if someone would be born, and he would be Noilad Mohel, he would be born with, he had already Mila already, then he would be, through him would come the Yeshua, through him would come the Tikkun, through him the world would be rectified, the world would get back to its power. That's what had the Zat Tikkun. They had the Zat Kabbalah. Says the Medrash, when Noach was born, they saw, he was Noilad Mohel, they saw he was born already with Mila. So Mimela, they knew already, from him is going to come the Menucha. From him will come the Menucha to the world. Sorry, Zakasha? Oh, very good, very good. No, Pshai is that there was no mitzvah of Mila till then. But Chazal tell us that Adam Rishon, the Gemara Sanhedrin, Adam Rishon Moshuch Bar Losei Hoya. That means that he dafka created the situation, the Gemara over there says, that his body would be under the influence of the Arla, and from him, obviously, they were after him, they were born taka with Arla, obviously. And after the mitzvah of Mila, the mitzvah, the bris Mila, till the end of it, till Pashas Lech Lecha, till Avraham Avinu, we now have the mitzvah of Mila. But Noach already was born without this Arla, without the certain, this covering, this klippah, which is the Svar Maklishim, right, is the Arla, the minhag is to give, even Allah. You give the orla, the male, after he does the bris, he puts the orla. This is from Minuk brought down, I think it's brought down Shulchan Aruch. He put it in the offer, put it in the ground. Why? Because the orla, the whole concept of orla, the whole concept that you can have something covering the body, which is obviously a certain steamer, a certain gap, a certain mechitza, a certain covering. chatzitza between the person and how his body is really comes from the nochash. It comes from the nochash. Hakadmoni is a mele of the pasuk says offer techalenu. We give it back to the nochash. We give it back to the put it back in the offer. The orla we put back in the offer. Obviously, through the chet of Adam Rishon, there came this orla, this concept of orla in the world. The concept of orla came around through the chet of Adam Rishon, which was some sort of chatzitza, some sort of gap, some distance between the body and how it's really meant to be. And Noach was born, and suddenly there was this shleimus. Suddenly they knew that there would be this menucha to the world. Mim tanka, very interesting. Anyone who knows the inyanim of Mila, sorry. Oh, why is it not shtim with that? I mean, why should be dershim legnai? Why should we do Rish Lagnai? 100%. You have to. Apparently, Chaim Knievsky brings down one of his forms in Chaznish that the Yesh Dershim Lagnai doesn't mean simply that to put down Adam Rishon, to put down Noach, Chas V'Shalom. The Pasuk says clearly, Noach is Tzadik Tomim. We don't look to put down. We don't look to put down. It's just compared to Avraham Avinu. You shouldn't think he's the one. Why you have a kasha? Why wasn't he the chosen one? Why wasn't we said today in Davening? Why wasn't Bukhar to Noach? You should know Avraham Avinu was Onok Ba'anokim. He was the giant. He was the highest that there was before, for the first person to be Makir Bore. Yeah, Adam Rishon, Avraham Avinu. But Noach, obviously, Avada was a certain element. Avada Noach was a tzaddik. And anyone who knows the Inyanim of Mila will know that the Inyan of Mila is the Inyan of tzaddik Yisoyed Olam, which is the Inyan that a person can be Mekadosh his body, Mekadosh his goof, to connect with being a real Tzelem Elikim, is the middle of tzaddik Yisoyed Olam, which the first Medrash this week's Sedra says that Pasuk, the Pasuk tzaddik Yisoyed Olam about Noach, because the Pasuk calls him tzaddik. So about the Noach was a very great person. From him came the whole world, and from him the whole, even all the goyim, all called Bnei Noach. Obviously it all started from what must have been a very great person to be able to rectify and bring back the tikkun, bring back, rectify the world back to how it should have been in a certain way. Like someone could explain very nicely why Dafka was the Indian of Mila. Why is the Indian of Mila the power that this was the koyach through the schus of Mila, even though he's born like that, it was natural with him. Avraham Avinu, I suppose that's the main difference, a crucial difference in Avraham and Noach, is because Avraham had to work on it. He had to go through years and years, 99 years, till he was zeicha to get to the madriga of Mila. Although Noach was born like that, naturally he was born with Mila. He was born with a certain kedusha. He was born with a certain tzaddik. But Avraham Avinu had to go around fighting against the world. Mamash give droshes and mechiyach, going around the world. Mamash. So today's the yahrzeit of the Chasam Sofer. Very, very, maybe one can explain this Indian with the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer says about Avraham Avinu, the Pasuk says, His halach lefonai vehiye tomim. With the mitzvah of Mila, His halach lefonai, you'll go in front of me, and you'll be tomim, you'll be sholim. That's why Kosh Baruch, the mitzvah, he told Avraham Avinu. Says the Chasam Sofer, the Helik Chasam Sofer, Chus Yog Nalein, about Kol Yisrael, that why is it through mitzvah Mila, there's a His halach lefonai, you go in front of Kosh Baruch, vehiye tomim, you'll be full, you'll be sholim. Says the Chasam Sofer, because we know very often in the human body, when there's a certain, when one of the way the body is meant to function, one of the chushim of the body is missing, then it could be stronger in another way. If somebody's deaf, basically could be stronger in his sight. That's the way the human body works. So says the Chasam Sofer, with the tachlis of Mila, one of the inyanim of Mila is to be machlish, is to weaken the power of the taiva. The human inclination towards gufnius and towards taivas is weakened through Mila. Says the Chasam Sofer, when Avraham Avinu was told with the mitzvah of Mila to weaken his taiva, is therefore his seichel, his intellect, his chokhmah was this rabbi. He had an extra high level of seichel. Is that why his halcha fonai vehiye tomim? Through the mitzvah of Mila, he could become more shalim in his seichel. Is with this one can understand also maybe this Indian of Noach bringing back the world to a certain level to the control of the Tzelem Elikim. Because we said at the beginning from the Sfono that the Indian of the Tzelem Elikim is that the man should have to use his intellect, use his divine power, the Chelek Eleka, the intellect, to control his body, to control himself, to be in charge. And with that way, he's in charge of the whole Bria. If he uses the power of his Neshama, we said before, he's before the Malachim, he's the Imam, the crown, the king of creation, he's created on the first day of Ma'aseh Bereishis. Is when Noach was born with this With this Noilad Mahal, obviously it showed the world that Noach was a psagah, she must have had a very high level of seichel, that his body was born in a way that there was a certain weakening of his taiva, a certain weakening of his normal instincts, his normal guf. On the other hand, there must have been a ribui seichel based on that chasam sefer. Is that the Noach Motzachim Be'ini Hashem? He must have had a high level of seichel, which was taka chen, which was a big chen in front of the Eivishter. And with that way, he was seichel. Through him came the Yeshua, came the salvation, and he was the one to bring back the world to there was a pachad. You see, there was a pachad of there could be matzliach to make with the animals, with the combine harvesters. They could be matzliach leading the world. They could be matzliach. Just to finish off, today Lemaisa was the first day. The first day we put tefillin on with a bracha. I suppose most people don't make a bracha on Cholam Moed, even if you do put tefillin on. But Lemaisa, 10 days after 10 days of not having tefillin on. We all know there was Maisa with Tzadikim after Sukkos, which was the longest time of the year, the longest period of the year. This year we had another day of not wearing tefillin. About a person misses doing a mitzvah. Is the Maisa, we know that the power of the tefillin is mamash neskoyach. The Chazal say about tefillin, v'roch al ame aretz, the whole world will see, kishem Hashem nikro alecho. When the person wears tefillin, when a yid wears the tefillin, he puts the tefillin dafka shal roish, because that's the crown. He's the crown of the world. He's wearing the crown of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And with that, even the goyim are meant to be able to see the pachad that we have with the Kaddish Sol. Really, we are the ultimate. We carry the tzelem elikim. The Eibush should help taka, we should be zoicha taka, to take these limudim, and the mitzvah Hashem, the world will have fear of us.
Very sorry to announce that we'll be losing a very valued member of our Shia. Aaron Gordon moved to Israel tomorrow. On behalf of Torah Way, we thank you for much as well.
Amen.